Patient's name is Pete Rocha. First name P-E-T-E. Last name R-O-C-H-A. Date of birth is 4/24/1954. Date of service is 5/4/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. A 67-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of a rash on bilateral arms that's been there for 1 week. He's also complaining of lower back pain and stating that he wants a refill on his medication. Allergies, known and drug allergies. Current med was discussed with patient and is placed in chart. Medical history, anemia, gastric surgery, neuropathy, hep C, and multiple blood transfusions. Surgical history, stent in the left leg and appendectomy. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 155 over 69, heart rate 56, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.3, O2 98, and he weighs 155 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, though edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. His skin is warm and dry. Multiple areas of contusion noted, bilateral arms with very minor abrasions noted. Assessment and plan, number 1, abrasions. Number 2, vitamin B12 deficiency. Number 3, radiculopathy. Number 4, GERD. Patient states that he has a small dog and he does jump on his arms sometimes, which does cause small abrasions. Patient is on Xarelto, which is a blood thinner that is causing him to have very small contusions on his arms. There is no rash noted on his arms, only the contusions. He states that after chemo, he began getting some numbness and pains in his extremities, and so I'm going to give him a metrol dose pack to see if that helps. I'll also refill his naproxen and pantoprazole for him. We are going to do labs today, and he will stop by and pick up a copy of those to bring with him to his cancer doctor for his next visit. Patient does agree with his plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.